producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Launching this national strike because the border's been left wide open. The default of stopping the flights that other nations have done has been ignored. The AP reports that African countries bordering the Ebola-stricken nations have been able to stop the spread of Ebola and stop it coming in cold in its tracks because they did this. The default under federal law and the CDC policy is to stop the flights months ago. They're allowing it to spread. They're taking people to hospitals that aren't level four biocontainment, violating policy again and law. And so only a national strike will bring the attention we need to force the hand of the establishment, to force the hand so that they know they're going to get the blame for it spreading as it begins to spread, so that hopefully they shut down the flights and start quarantining the people properly before it gets out of control. And a national strike is the way to do it. Plus, in other African countries, they had basically government-imposed strikes telling people for 3 days to stay indoors to stop the spread, and it did stop the spread massively. So it's also good practice to get ready if this gets out of control. It's also a practice self-quarantine. And then with the telephone and the internet, we can contact Congress, contact the White House, contact media with news of the strike. And if by Wednesday night Obama hadn't stopped the flights and shut down the southern border, which they can do, when you've got the head of Southcom saying there are people with Ebola clearly that are going to go to South America and they will pour across and it'll be the biggest crisis ever, they've got to bolster that border now. Instead, he's got it on stand down. So Paul just ran in and said, what's in the article by Paul Watson, Alex Jones? That's it. That's the article. So we need to give him the audio of this right now. Snip it, give it to him. That's the article. And we need to show the general saying it. We need to show the experts saying this should have been done to stop the spread, the other countries that did it. And just make the claim, show the fact, and show the common sense. And then, instead of just bitching and complaining like I've been doing at Obama and people, we need to call for a national strike Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And if the feds are still derelict in their duty, if the feds are still purely involved in criminal neglect, key word, and I've had medical doctors on agreeing, that's what it is, if they're still involved in criminal neglect, allowing this to spread, well, then it's all on record what they've done, and we go into day four and five, all next week, a national strike if they haven't responded by Wednesday. Now, if this starts getting traction, and there's already a lot of people out there upset and angry as well, it's not just us, he'll say, okay, I have a board or a group looking at the flights. So he'll shut the flights down once it's spreading uncontrollably. But they're not sure yet. So that's why the president in the proviso today when he spoke said, well, I'm not intellectually, you know, I'm not as a liberal, an open border adherent against doing this. Well, of course, that's why he's against it, because they can't ever have the idea that closing a border or controlling your sovereignty or airspace or stopping a disease might be a good idea. You never try to find out why everybody's getting breast cancer, you just treat it. You never find out why everybody's getting cancer, you just treat it. You never stop the flood of people pouring across, you just use the crisis they create to take over. So burn down the world and basically roast marshmallows. That's what they're doing. So, national strike. Well, we're going to create a hashtag. Probably like hashtag, you know, pound stop Ebola strike. That's it right there. We'll put that in the article. You can send that out to everybody. Put it on Facebook. We're going to come back and race through your phone calls. Ray. Then racist, then Kyle, then James, then Anthony. Boom, boom, boom. Your calls. But this is big, and I'll shoot a special video report for the nightly news tonight that'll then be up after the nightly news on InfoWars.com, breaking this down in a really focused fashion with Paul Watson's article. I need you to make that go viral this weekend.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Wow. Wow. Wait till you hear this.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, the White House has tapped a Ebola czar. And at a White House press conference that just happened in the last hour, we have the video. I have an article going up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. As we ride this Ebola storm that's been born into the world, thrown into the United States, if our borders are left wide open, as the aircraft are allowed to pour in with people that have it, obviously, as we witness the premeditated takedown of this country and forced inoculation, you can just see the script. CBS News reported hours ago that they admit that the new Ebola czar has no experience in anything medical, period. And now the White House press secretary, throwing it in your face, says they're not looking for an Ebola expert. Exactly. You don't want an Ebola expert to deal with an Ebola outbreak. Kind of like if you're trying to hire a new NFL coach, say for the Seattle Seahawks or the New England Patriots, you don't even want to hire somebody that has sports history. You want to hire maybe an Eskimo who's never even played a sport. Or maybe a little old lady from Japan who paints teacups. Makes sense. If you want to have an armorer to work on your guns, don't hire someone who's never shot a gun or has any metallurgy, training or any firearms training. Hire a Tibetan monk who's never seen a firearm or never used one. And again, it's all about being perfectly absurd, perfectly evil, perfectly over the top. Let's go ahead and go to this bombshell clip. The full video is on Infowars.com. It is live now. Kit Daniels just got it up very quickly. Good job, Kit, with an article he wrote in like 20 minutes. So here is the clip.
What does Ron Klain know about Ebola?
Well, the thing that's... Let's talk about... let me restate why this person... why the president believes it was important to add this person to his team. The president, again, wanted somebody who could serve in a coordinating function to manage the implementation of our whole-of-government approach to this Ebola situation. So I guess to more directly address your question, what we were looking for is not an Ebola expert, but rather an implementation expert. And that's exactly what Ron Klain is. He is somebody who has extensive experience in the federal government.
Uh-huh.
He's somebody that has extensive management experience when it comes to the private sector.
Oh, yes.
You'll recall that when he served here at the White House, he was responsible for working in the vice president's office at a time that that office was responsible for implementing the Recovery Act. Now, we've talked
and
a lot about...
And the swindling of the carbon taxes. That's enough. This guy's worked for the Clintons and is the right-hand man of Al Gore. And what he's going to oversee is the hundreds of billions of dollars that are handed out to insiders in the response. And there's not going to be hundreds of billions made unless a lot of sick people. And the way they're acting now, I'm pretty sure they engineered it and they've got a cure for themselves. And they'll pass it on to the public with something else in the vaccine, a little something extra for you, which will make people sick, which they'll then get everybody trained to go, well, it did kill a bunch of people, make them sick, but would you rather die of Ebola? You know, it's all about just flaunting it, breaking your will. That's what it's all about. And until you understand their evil logic, until you understand their twisted ways they operate, none of this makes sense. But I've read their books. I mean, I read their writings. I understand them. They're very public about how they do this. It's all a sick joke. And there's one common denominator. They hate you and your family and love seeing you poor and pathetic. They enjoy poverty. They enjoy destitution. They enjoy betrayal. They enjoy lying and hurting people. And they're going to do a lot of it. Because they're not retail psychopaths that just grab some woman off the street and have their way with them. They grab whole societies and they just enjoy their work. And when they walk around at airports and see the mutated kids and see, you know, go in a restaurant and half the kids look like they're dying or a third of them are showing autistic spectrum and people can hardly talk, everybody's screwed up and they're on elevators looking at people that can't talk. See, I'm all freaked out. I'm all really upset and start crying when I'm in a doctor's office and I see, you know, three autistic kids in there and, you know, I take my kids to the movies and like a third of the movie theater is autistic or whatever and just you see the kids all totally sick and you see babies. It looked real sick, and I'll say to the woman, I'll say, you've been getting the baby a lot of vaccines? They'll go, yes, why? And I'll go, you need to look into those. I see a really healthy baby. I go, you don't take vaccines? This morning I did that, and the woman said, no, I don't. By the way, I appreciate your work. So I just see a little bit, but see with these people, they see all the victims, and they're just walking around a power trip. They're disdain. They're like Satan. Their hatred for humanity. Their hatred of God. Their hatred of life. 54 million dead babies in America. They know it's a bloody sacrifice, and they're just roaring with demonic power. Just incinerating demonic will, just full power. Just selling you on their abominations and having their way. Eat the GMO, drink the glyphosate, get the breast cancer, take the shots. Prepare to die horrible, excruciating deaths. Oh, they love you. Ray in California. Ray, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Okay, according to Dr. Rima E. Labo, M.D.
Yeah, I know who she is. She's been on the show before.
Yeah, from...
she's married to Major General Stubblebine.
Yeah, right. She claims from... she's getting this information from United States Department of Defense documents concerning... studies on weaponized Ebola. The cure for Ebola, she claims that the actual cure for Ebola is nano silver. And she discusses this at her YouTube channel called
Now listen, now, sir, here's what I'm going to, I don't know if you listen to the show. We probably had 20 of these calls. I appreciate your call. There are Department of Defense studies, topically and internally. Guys, I meant to wait till break, but I can't do it. Can I have a glass of water? Thanks. I'm getting my own water, but I just forgot to get it. Now I need my throat's dry. I've been eating during the break some peppers. No, I wouldn't say anything is a dead ringer cure. There's a cure to not grounding. That's oxygen. There's a cure to not getting scurvy. That's vitamin C. So you can say you must have iodine or you'll get a deficiency and die. You must have vitamin C. You must have oxygen. Does vitamin C and other things and the stuff that's in DNA Force, CoQ10, BioPQQ, does it super boost immune systems? Yes. Does colloidal silver kill viruses in a petri dish? Does the Department of Defense have research documents that have shown that it is certainly a promising treatment? Yes. Are blood transfusions promising treatments for people that have had Ebola and survived? Absolutely. And they're not doing that. They're giving drugs and vaccines. So I know they've gone after folks trying to promote colloidal silver as a cure. We don't say it's a cure because I don't believe it's a dead ringer cure. I think it's that word because then, I couldn't get rid of a chest cold that had killed three members of my family this winter. My dad had had it for 2 months. I'd had it for a month and a half. I went over to his house every day and made him drink basically three bottles of colloidal silver. I drank two. Way over what you should do. Probably not good for you at that level. But I did it because it was better than what I had in my lungs. The antibiotics hadn't worked. I was off antibiotics. Two rounds had failed. It knocked it out. Killed it. Praise God. That's my own personal experience. And so, yes, there are runs on it everywhere. We still have a little bit left that came in. It'll be a couple more weeks till we get more in after that of the 30 parts per million, which it's all technically nano silver when it's that small, silver bullet. So I'm aware of all that stuff that's going on. I've been talking to Dr. Group. He's been talking to them. It's just that it's not that I'm even afraid of the FDA. It's that I legitimately don't think, in my view and from the medical doctors I've talked to, that you can say it's a cure. I mean, my God, if somebody's got some colloidal silver and they contract Ebola, I mean, it probably helps, but can you say it's going to knock it out? It all depends on the person. But, yeah, staying away from people that have it. Sunshine, getting your guts cleaned out, not having deficiencies of things. What I'm doing is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from InfoWarsHealth.com. Survival Shield, Silver Bullet. I've taken Silver Bullet twice today. And I got a cabinet full of colloidal silver. And I think ours is one of the best out there, but I don't know. I've got like five brands at my house, literally. I had a bad feeling. I never acted like this when I had three family members die earlier this year. And I went and I silver knocked it out for me. I thought, man, I said on air, I said, I think this winter is going to be hellish. With all the MRSA and all the rest of it. And I said, I'm stocking up on this. Separately myself, I've got a whole cabinet full of five different brands. Whole bottom shelf is my brand, and then the other shelves are full of other stuff. Because, I got family getting sick or dying again. I mean, I'm going to just be pouring silver down them. Because that's what it does. It goes around killing viruses and bacteria. We know that. But I don't think you can say it's a cure. But everybody always knew they used to keep milk good by throwing silver dollars in it. Back before they had refrigeration, they used to put it on babies' chest when they were born. There's a reason the elites would eat off silver. Everyone's known this for thousands of years, folks, that silver is a magical metal when it comes to your body's health. Now, too much of it can give you, only a few people have gotten this, if you drink massive amounts of it for years and years, you can get a little bit of blue tinge in your nose where the capillaries are. You can have it precipitate out. But if you live in an area with high copper, you can get, similar things like that, too. But I've had medical doctors on about it, so do your own research, consult your physician. But that's what I'm doing. I didn't mean to cut you off, caller. I got to go to calls. I got to go to calls. We're going to come back and go to racist. Then we're going to go to everybody else that's been patiently holding, Kyle, James, Anthony, and others. I didn't mean to go off on a jag about colloidal silver. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. PrisonPlanet.tv is the nightly news website. I'll be on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central as well, with the other co-hosts. And we'll have a lot of special Ebola coverage there as well. Then I'll be back this Sunday, live, in studio, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And our reporters, Anthony Gucciardi and Paul Joseph Watson, will be up in Dallas reporting live throughout the weekend.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
On September 30th, 2014, the first confirmed case of Ebola appeared in the U.S. This, combined with several other unidentified viruses, have some of our customers at 30dayfoodsupply.com concerned about the safety of our domestic food supply, resulting in a surge of our $99.90-serving kits. While we at 30dayfoodsupply.com have no expertise in epidemiology, we are aggressively purchasing raw materials that are currently in stock, and we intend to continue to sell our 30-day non-GMO emergency food supply for only $99 as long as we can. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Call 541-229-0010 and purchase our 30-day, 90-day serving emergency food supplies for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. 541-229-0010.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
I'm watching and waiting for the right time to take everything you own. I love a dark house.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A highwayman along the coach roads I did ride.
Look at these headlines on Drudge. Noonan administration, Ebola invasions reveal disdain for Americans. Report, soldiers get just 4 hours of Ebola virus training. Vomit scare at Pentagon. CDC tells New York to get ready. Prepping goes mainstream. Hospital worker in quarantine on cruise ship. Airlines now tracking 800 people. Texas restricts movements of hospital workers. That's what the Fed should have done day one. If you work around that, you don't then leave. That's why it's supposed to go to military bases. Controversy over self-monitoring developing. New Obama czar has no medical health background, but he knows how to divvy up the billions to friends of the Clintons. And he's in charge of that cashola. Let's talk to a racist in Texas. Go ahead, you're on the air.
God bless you, brother. Thanks for taking my call. This is Wild Man / Racist here. As the open mic stated, we are screwed. I mean, if it's not going to be the Ebola thing or the open borders or in the open skies and the ISIS and the World War III, which we're already in that anyway, countries are imploding from within, including ours. It's one of the utmost universities on teaching medical, over half, according to the poll that Joe Biggs did. Elected said that, yeah, bring Ebola patients over here, and over half of those that, yeah, we'll entertain them in our homes. I mean, my God.
Man, we're screwed.
It's crazy.
That's what the reporter said, and we're not only screwed, we're racist, because we're like the other African countries wanting to seal our borders or stop the flights. We're not allowed to. So Al Gore's buddy can divvy up all the money, and Obama can decide where to spend it now once it spreads. And they're doing it in front of us. That's what's so crazy, is they think they're going to get away with it. What do you think's really going on here?
I think they've got the FEMA camps and stuff in place. They want martial law. I think it's a precursor to that. My dad said, you had a caller earlier said something about, you know, going on strike, and you're saying that. My dad said that back in the 80s, that we could get this country on his butt, and they would listen to us if everybody would just go on strike. And this is back in the 80s. My dad said this.
Well, we've got to go on strike starting Monday through Wednesday. The article's going to go on InfoWars.com soon to make Obama and them do their job. And it will bare minimum draw attention. But if a lot of people stay home and then are active on the Internet with phone calls, when this happens, and it's also a drill for sheltering in place, for quarantining, self-quarantining, as a national drill, Americans, here's the headline, Americans on their own prepare for the outbreak with a national grassroots shelter in place, self-quarantine, Monday through Wednesday, to draw attention to the government refusing to respond, leaving the borders open, and issuing visas to West Africans. There's your headline. There's your article. And if people understand that, and if our listeners, as a core cadre, 3 million a day that listen on average, millions more out on the Internet after that, take our article that's going up in the next few hours, send it out. Kurt Nimmo's going to do a petition on the White House, basically with the same information. If you get it out, other people get involved. I don't even want the credit. Folks can take the idea for a national strike and say it's yours. I don't care. Just, I want to stop Ebola, and we've got to force their hand. I think that's the answer. God bless you. Let's talk to Kyle in New York, where you got flights coming in from Nigeria, people dying in pools of vomit. But they said everything's fine. Within minutes, he didn't have Ebola. Even though it takes days to do the test, they said, to do the proper test, hours to do a preliminary, they said, don't worry. People dying in pools of vomit, everything's fine. And they're finding people dead in pools of vomit in Houston out of Nigeria, everything's fine. Do you believe that for a second?
No, absolutely not, Alex.
And is that because you're racist? You don't believe our Lord and Savior Obama?
That must be right. I must be racist then. I must be racist for myself for getting prepared, actually.
That's pretty racist, yeah.
It is. I ordered some hazmat suits. How racist is that?
Whoa. Well, yeah, you know, hazmat suits are secretly Grand Dragon outfits. Little pointed tops on them.
I just want to say I've always been against vaccinations, and I ordered some of your products. I love your products.
Thank you.
I got the fluoride shield, the survival shield, the lung cleanse. I just started taking the fluoride shield and survival shield, and I'll tell you what, my moods have changed in the last couple of days already, and I think they're working great.
Oh, yeah. When you don't have iodine in you and other key stuff, you're not operating like you're supposed to. It's what your thyroid that runs all your, you know, basically hormones, regulates stuff, operates on. Go ahead.
And I also think that your lung cleanse off product is great, too. That clears up my weird allergy infections in like 2 days compared to anything else that they give me.
It's real. It's super powerful.
It really is. And I just want to say that they are planning for it to spread, because yesterday it was announced that two of our hospitals in New York State here are all of a sudden preparing for Ebola patients, which I think is not correct. They said Upstate Medical and the one in Rochester, I can't remember it. But I think
they're saying get ready for Ebola. Well, God bless you, brother. Anything else, Kyle?
Yeah, I just want to say I agree with you. I think they are in a complete stand down, and we got to work together to get this done. And I signed the petition to ban all flights, and I'm trying to do my best to get the word around.
All right, God bless you. We'll be right
back.
We're
on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200-million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Well, it sounds like the perfect script for a horror movie. A virus with no vaccine and no cure kills thousands of people.
5 billion people died in 1996 and 1997. Almost the entire population of the world. Only about 1% of us survived.
More reports of flu cases along the border, but officials are saying they aren't connected.
Surely there's very real and very convincing data that the planet cannot survive the excesses of the human race.
And I actually think the world will be much better when there's only 10 or 20% of us left. Dr. Eric Bianco.
But most frightening was the fact that in a crowd of over 1,000 prominent scientists, local newspapers reported that 95% of those in attendance gave Bianca sustained standing ovations every time he extolled the virtues of mass-culling microbes and man's destruction. And went on to laud the virtues of Ebola because it would kill 90% of the world population quickly.
The World Health Organization said on Tuesday the Ebola death toll jumped by almost 200 in a single day to at least 2,296 and is likely to be higher than that.
The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control confirmed Tuesday that West Africa is in a desperate situation, but that there is still hope that the outbreak can be reined in.
A top German virologist has caused shockwaves by asserting that it's too late to halt the spread of the Ebola virus.
In other news, the CDC is receiving reports of a possible flu outbreak in San Francisco.
If the symptoms were first detected in Philadelphia on December 27, 1996, that makes us know that
it was released in Philadelphia probably on December 13, 1996.
And was seen sequentially after that in
San Francisco, New Orleans, Rio de Janeiro, Rome, Kinshasa, Karachi, Bangkok, then Peking.
Some trip you're taking, sir. Is this all in 1 week?
Business.
One of the two Americans infected with the Ebola virus has arrived in Atlanta from Africa for treatment.
The Massachusetts doctor arrived at the Nebraska Medical Center just before dawn this morning to be treated for Ebola.
And right now, his or her blood sample is on its way to the Centers for Disease Control.
The new ability to wage war is born from the blood of infected individuals.
There you see. Also invisible to the naked eye. It doesn't even have an odor.
This Ebola outbreak is unprecedented and has become the deadliest on record.
Ebola is now an epidemic.
You start to get a sense of the rapid escalation now we're seeing of the virus.
Imagine a virus, the most terrifying virus you can, and then imagine that you and you alone have the cure.
Without specific drugs or a vaccine for Ebola, the only thing doctors can do for those suffering from this disease is treat their symptoms.
Ebola is not spread through the air like the flu.
One will not likely catch the virus just by nearing someone who has it.
In 1989, Ebola made its way to the U.S. This new strain of Ebola had shown the potential to spread through the air.
They are now calling this a true pandemic. 5 years on.
Still no cure.
No cure.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has given £31 million to help battle the Ebola epidemic in Africa. It is hoped it will also speed up the development of drugs and vaccines, as Ebola has killed more than half of its 4,300 victims.
First, we've got population. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
A preventative vaccine for the Ebola virus could be available as early as next year, as British pharma company GlaxoSmithKline.
So you want to balance the need to get a potentially effective vaccine to the people who need it in a way that you can get some meaningful information as to A, whether it does work or not, and whether it does harm.
A confidential GlaxoSmithKline document recently leaked to the press exposed that within a 2-year period, a total of 36 infants died after receiving the 6-in-1 vaccine of Inferix Hexa.
UK pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline will plead guilty and pay a record-breaking $3 billion to settle the largest case of healthcare fraud in US history.
Going right out to get vaccinated.
The vaccine uses a modified chimpanzee common cold virus to carry a single Ebola protein.
We're ready to move on to the next phase.
Does it work like we predicted?
With one exception.
Can't dawdle on this one. We have to move with force and make sure that we are catching this as best we can.
Nearly 2,500 people have died. Thousands more have been infected.
It's now 4,000.
National call for action. President Obama announced America's plan,
which will see 3,000 U.S. troops head to the region.
3,000 U.S. military personnel. Compare that to Iraq. There are 1,600 U.S. military troops in Iraq right now. We're talking about 3,000 troops.
The true goal of this project is power. Complete and total hegemonic domination.
At the request of the Liberian government, we're going to establish a military command center in Liberia.
Under the pretext of humanitarian aid and dominate and occupy Africa
through AFRICOM.
The security firm Halo Corp announced it will conduct a zombie apocalypse training exercise.
Al-Faraji will join about 40 other ghoulish friends in the Third World Village, where they'll bring on the apocalypse. Strategic Operations has trained some 600,000 military and law enforcement members using this technique.
We got down to a science, if you will. If there is such a thing, it's an art.
It's a government-made virus designed, manufactured, to put us out of our misery. They euthanize us.
Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now that's back from high school algebra, but let's take a look.
Attention. Due to the extremity of the simian flu crisis, all regular government functions have been suspended indefinitely.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
That promo's about a month old, a little more than a month old. You can call it a promo. Here's the headline, AP, Africa stems Ebola via border crossings. And it goes on to say all the countries bordering the nations that have Ebola have stopped it, and there's no cases for months because they allow no flights and no one's allowed to come in. And if they catch you trying to come across, do you know what the army does? They shoot you. And no one dare try. Because even if you sneak across sometimes, most of the time you're going to get killed. That's why you have borders, is when there's an outbreak in one country, you seal the border like firewalls in a ship or in a building. These are all blueprints how to stop this, and they turned them off. But our ship had firewalls. Obama ordered them torn out. Our ship had flood walls. It had bulkheads. They came with blowtorches and cut them out. And they wouldn't be doing something this crazy if they weren't planning to spread it on purpose. See, if we're watching and can catch them doing a false flag, like bringing in Al-Qaeda or something, well, they'll just do something like bring in Ebola and do it in plain view like we're so stupid and then pose as saviors in the response to it. So we don't have long. I'd give it a week. It may already be too late. If we can have a national strike, if all the media gets involved, nobody else has picked up on this that I've seen, if they pick up on our idea to have a national strike over Ebola, that our guest, James David Steele, the CIA, retired CIA field operative, if we go with what he said, I think Ebola is going to be staged, it's going to be released, there can be a national strike over this false flag. And then he didn't want to talk about his prediction when he was on with us last week. Don't want to get into it too much. He will be on Sunday. I'll be live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I wasn't here that day last week. I was dealing with my sick grandmother and other things. That's another thing is that, you know how family stuff, there'll be no family problems for like 10, 15 years. And then, oh, uncle dies, grandma's sick and has to go to the nursing home and has medical problems. And this family crisis pops up. And you know, this family member has this issue. It has been a very eventful last 12 months. I am ready for this cycle to end. We have never had more success reaching people, never had more success in the news operation. But I want success in turning the tide. I get so exhausted sometimes by the third hour. I kind of barrel through it being angry and sarcastic the first 2 hours, but I just can't believe how bad our government is. I just can't believe how evil they are. They are just the worst. They are so evil. They have such twisted ways of thinking and doing things. It's the slow motion train wreck I don't like. And I'm going to have to watch them spread Ebola and watch them grandstand and watch them take our rights and watch them make money off of it with the Al Gore scammer they've got running it. Don't they ever get brought to justice? No, they'll probably just arrest more Tea Party people and set up more folks for crooked toenails or not filing their taxes right. Or they'll probably, you know, arrest some more pro-lifers or something. I don't know. Meanwhile, you got the University of Texas students, 17 out of 30, want to bring Ebola patients here and house them in their homes. Just mental midgets. Prey, just helpless little idiots. Arrested development, just pathetic. Watch TV their whole lives, never been challenged, never even been in a fight, never really had to work a job. They all just get government funding. Just shuffling around, just empty. And then we try to protect them from the globalist takeover, and they don't want to be protected. Instead, they serve the enemy and want our guns and our kids and want to arrest pastors in Houston for their speech. I mean, what a freak show. What a freak show. What a freak show. James in Texas, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yes, Alex. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, brother. Go ahead.
Hi, man. I'm down here about 30 miles west of our... That's our nation's ground zero. The cleaning guys, the guys that have been running around cleaning up this Ebola mess, about 6 months ago, I was working with them, and I kind of quit when, you know, I found out that Ebola was getting big from you talking about it in other countries, because I knew that it would be the guys cleaning it up.
And well, sir, you need to prove you're not racist and run to the scene and eat the vomit. The vomit of an Ebola victim is the only thing as holy as Obama himself. You didn't know that? Sorry, go ahead.
And I'll tell you from the hours and days of training I've had, that that's a load of crap. They're lying to us. And the people are eating it up.
Well, I don't, some of them are. I mean, we know the UT students that literally can hardly talk are. You know, they're paying $400,000 to have a worthless education. But they can watch Bevo. It's okay because Bevo's there. But if you expand on that, the polls show people hate the CDC and hate Obama, but they don't care. He hates us even more.
Yeah.
So you quit doing, I guess you work for an environmental cleanup group, and you foresaw Ebola coming?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Why do you think they had them clean up Ebola vomit and Ebola droppings? Why do you think they had them clean that up without hazmat gear on?
Oh, for the same reason they do everything else. I just watch the left hand while they're doing something with the right.
But imagine, it's on the news that the guy's at the hospital, and they're there. They know it's Ebola vomit. Ebola vomit, excuse me. They know it's Ebola vomit, and they're there just without any gear on cleaning it. I mean, what's wrong with people?
It blows my mind. But since Obama's got all his specialists that know better than the hundreds that you talk to, why don't he start a show and just take them into the White House? Take the government facility, he can house them in.
No, I agree. We should have a petition that they house at least the dirty diapers and of Ebola victims in the Oval Office.
How many signatures do we need out?
Well, here's the deal. People say, well, Obama doesn't act on it. It doesn't matter. It draws attention that there's a petition up there. So I think we should have a petition to store the medical waste of the Ebola victims there at the White House, since you can't get it, Obama said. I appreciate your call. It's like that Conrad the Constitution episode where they fall down the giant toilet following the Affordable Care Act, and they find out it all comes out at the White House. Oh, I haven't looked at that in a while. What's the latest Conrad Constitution? Starring Alex Jones and Ron Paul. Anthony in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Listen, I got a comment. Another reason why I think this so-called war against this ISIS is the fact that why would a terrorist organization name themselves after an Egyptian goddess?
Well, look, sir, it's all was thought up in a PR boardroom, probably in Hollywood or New York, as a way to, so the American people who can hardly talk could go, ISIS, Corazon. I mean, it's on record it was created by the West and funded and armed. And then they go, and then now NATO is fighter bombing the Kurds that are fighting them. So NATO is giving air support to Al-Qaeda. That's Obama's operation.
The thing is, ISIS is going to go in there and slaughter them people, and then the Turks can just sit across the border and go, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. And Tony Woody Woodpecker, I like it. FX series, Archer removes ISIS spy agency name from upcoming season. See, that a spy agency named ISIS, they're all just thrown in our face. I talked to people involved in X-Men and Lone Gunman on record. And the CIA came to them and said, we think you should put an episode where the government flies hijacked jets in the World Trade Center to blame it on the Afghanistan invade using a terror drill to make NORAD stand down, claiming there's hijackers on board. And that's why they had an episode 6 months before 9/11 of just that happening. It's all about flaunting it. That's why the CIA declassified that indeed they'd harassed and tried to destroy Gary Webb for his CIA drug dealing story. They released it just to say, hey, we'll do this to anybody we don't like. They publicly said it's all true. Yeah. They came out a month ago and they said, you bet. And the Hollywood movie came out. They basically admit they kill him. And that's just the way it is. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to abort more babies, too. And then we're going to have you drink glyphosate, and we're going to put it in all your food and let you grow big old giant tumors. And then if you go up to the cash register and they go, it's like to give money for breast cancer research. You go, well, no, actually, I'd like to give money, though, to preventing it if we could get the glyphosates out and some of the things that are shown to actually grow the tumors. Oh, you don't care about women? Sexes! I know one word, and it means I'm an intellectual. Sexes. And penguins can't swim. Al Gore said so. And I want to pay him money. Al Gore loves me. Al Gore!
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you were not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under 70 bucks. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Federal agents! weapons. We are armed.
I got a message for the government. I watch, I wait, I call them all suckers. I'll do a bit of overdrive to get to Tim in Illinois listening on 1530 AM in Chicago. And John in Ohio, Roger in Connecticut, John, Scott, and many others. We're going to go to all of you here in just a moment. With all the crazy stuff going on, challenging our immune systems out there, I'm doing everything I can to bolster my natural defenses. And first and foremost is Survival Shield Nason Iodine X2. Just go research, go read the information, go watch the videos, InfoWarsLife.com. You'll understand why it's so important. We do have a little bit of the silver bullet by InfoWarsLife.com, coil silver, 30 parts per million left, and it'll be a few weeks till more gets in. We also have the Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, the Lung Cleanse that's full of all these key essential oils. It's great for my allergies, my personal immunity, all of it. It's all available at InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchase there supports the entire transmission. I'm also taking DNA Force and all the incredible things that its patented, proven ingredients can do. Go read all that literature there. There's just too much to go over. InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchase makes the entire transmission possible. InfoWarsLife.com, from high-quality organic coffee to DNA Force to colloidal silver, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Tim in Chicago. Go ahead, sir. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
You have scared the heck out of me for the past 2 years about these globalists and how they wanted to take down America. So I came up with an idea, but this idea won't work unless you help us with it. Basically, what I'm looking for is to try and find out who these people are. In other words, if you had a website, put up their names, their addresses, and phone numbers on it, believe me, America, within 6 months, will take it back again. We'll have these people on the run because we'll be pestering them so doggone much.
I totally agree with you, but people have to realize the power they have, not the power that I have. I mean, all of us together. The article just went live on InfoWars.com. We're going to tweet it at Real Alex Jones. Please retweet it, folks. It's hashtag Stop Ebola Strike. National strike to force Obama to block West Africa flights. Administration committing criminal neglect by failing to secure America against outbreak. And we also need to add in there and secure our border and prepare for the massive influx that General Kelly has warned about. We're going to keep beefing up this article, but this is it. We've got to push for the national strike next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Even if a few percentage points of people don't go into work and then spend that time on the Internet and calling Congress and others, it will have a huge effect. So get other media to cover this. We need to stop the Ebola. We need to secure the border and stop the flights and point out the American people started demonstrating against this. Anything else, Tim?
No, that was it. I was just wondering whether we can get that website going with their names on it.
Now, again, say your idea again.
All right. Basically, what I'm looking for is a website that you might start with the names, addresses, and phone numbers of these people. America will get rid of them themselves just by pestering the heck out of them in 6 months.
Well, we should point out and create a master list of the top globalists that are behind all this so people just understand you know, who needs to be investigated, who needs to be watched legally and lawfully. I agree with you. Let's talk to Roger in Connecticut. 1 minute to break. Go ahead, Roger.
Hi, Mr. Jones. Thank you for picking up, and God bless you, the staff,
thank you,
and your family, and for all the good work that you've done over the years. I want to talk about precautions real quick. You know, I did order the Oxy powder. I've been taking it for the past 7 days, and it's amazing. So with that said, you know, that felt like I have more energy, increase my immune system, and also as other precautions, I did. I'm a distributor for Foray Research, and what I discovered about transfer factors. Which,
hold on, I'll hear more about this when we come back. Overdrive in 1 minute. Some stations don't carry it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The
experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.